Open enrollment starts today for anyone looking to get health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's individual market. But this process is going to look very different for people in states that have their own exchanges versus states where residents are sent to the federal healthcare.gov marketplace. Mark Zadeklik from Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Minnesota's exchange is called MinSure. As President Trump bashes the Affordable Care Act and slashes open enrollment funding for the federal healthcare.gov exchange, MinSure is enthusiastically promoting the ACA just as it did under President Obama.
We're in a very different position than the federal government.
That's MinSure CEO Allison O'Toole.
I see a lot of the actions coming out of Washington designed to destabilize the market and to hinder enrollment. I have the exact opposite goal in Minnesota.
So as the Trump administration cuts healthcare.gov advertising by 90% and does away with TV ads, Minnesota is promoting open enrollment as much as it can. And MinSure is running TV ads like this.
We're the only place whose sole reason is to help all Minnesotans find the right plan they can afford.
MinSure is also planning a big social media push. Twitter, Facebook, they want to reach everybody from millennials to older Minnesotans. MinSure is also spending millions to help other organizations enroll Minnesotans in individual market plans. In the healthcare.gov states, Fed slashed much of the funding for what are called navigators. But St. Paul-based Portico HealthNet got $500,000 from MinSure to help people sign up. Megan Kimmel runs the nonprofit.
Portico HealthNet was able to staff up, so we have more navigators on staff now to prepare ourselves to meet the needs of the open enrollment demand. We are anywhere that we can be where we can talk with people about access to coverage.
About 1,000 miles due south of St. Paul, Jenny Tran says she helps a lot of people who work in the seafood industry get health insurance in southern Mississippi.
So shrimper, harvesting oysters, crabs.
Tran works for Mercy Housing and Human Development in Gulfport. Unlike Minnesota, Mississippi does not have its own exchange, so people there sign up and qualify for tax credits through the federal healthcare.gov site. And under President Trump, it's an altogether different proposition than it was under President Obama.
We're still enrolling, but we're not aggressively outreaching and educating.
Because Tran says they just don't have enough money anymore. Trump administration cuts translated to a 70% funding decrease for Mercy's open enrollment efforts.
We were actually going to make another of our employee or coworker to become certified, but with the cutback, we won't be able to do that.
And the Trump administration slashed healthcare.gov's open enrollment period from 3 months to 1.5 months. In contrast, Minnesota's open enrollment period goes for 2.5 months. Most other state exchanges also have longer open enrollment periods than does healthcare.gov. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zadeklik in St. Paul.